What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Abe, you know a lot of stuff. We're going to test you.
Yeah. Because
my wife has the week off, right, from work. So she's at home. And the good news is she's not building a chicken coop.
Because it's raining.
Or any, that's the only reason. Or any other, like, I think we've done, and this is, I'm jinxing it now, but like, we've done all the stuff we can do. Like, every room's been renovated since we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thing we can do now is re-renovate some room we already renovated.
Right.
Which she already did that. She's done the guest bathroom twice already. We've lived there for 6 years. But so she's going through stuff we don't need, which is great. Because we have a lot of stuff we don't need. I think a lot of houses have a lot of stuff
yes.
we don't need. But we just have so yes. much stuff we don't need. So she found like a couple boxes of and like a couple shelves of stuff that she had saved from our wedding. Because we kind of like decorated our own wedding just to save some money, like buy this there, whatever.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of the stuff saved over that maybe she was going to use for somebody else's wedding. She's like, I thought we'd use it for my brother's wedding. And I was like, well, he got married 3 years ago.
Right.
So we didn't. And my brother's getting married this summer, but they didn't want any of this stuff. We asked them. So she said, what should I do with these votives?
Yes. And you said, and
I said, I don't know what a votive is.
And then I said to you, what the hell is a votive?
What's a votive? Do you know what a votive is, Abe? No, Abe doesn't know either.
Okay.
So it's like a candle holder. You know what a votive is?
Damn.
Why'd you know that?
How do you not know what a votive is? I'm shocked that all three of y'all didn't know what a votive is.
What the hell is a votive? Well, we know what it is now.
It's a candle that you use to heat potpourri with. It's a tiny little candle. It's about that tall.
The candle is a votive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the glass was a votive.
No, the candle itself is a votive, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, because my wife, she got.
We have them.
We have those things. I never knew what it was called. I don't like it.
No, I don't like those little short candles.
I don't like it. I don't like this.
They pretty much only have one use.
I don't
heating potpourri.
Like the smell of potpourri.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yes, I don't like the smell of potpourri. Just not. I don't know what it is.
I was scarred by potpourri when I was a kid. I thought it was like edible.
Oh damn!
Big mistake.
Yeah, that. Like, there's two things that coming from Angel McMichael's home that I don't have in my house. All right, I don't have potpourri because that was Mama's thing.
Oh,
and I don't have incense. All right, I do not have incense. All right, every time I go to the gas station I go to all the time, and he knows me and everything. And so a few of the times I'm in there, I'm behind somebody, and they got the incense. And I'm just looking, and I'm just so curious, when you go to the corner store and you come away with one incense, what is that for right then at that moment?
Do they sell them one at a time?
One
incense?
But I'm just curious, like, are you expecting company, bruh? Are you, like, I don't.
You're probably purchasing that with one Swisher.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you got the one incense. So is the incense for the car because you got the blaze?
I don't know. No, you don't put incense in your car, do you?
Exactly. So I'm just like, you came and got one damn incense.
I was a big incense guy when I was single.
Me too.
Let's have some incense in the room.
Because I'm thinking that, you know.
Yeah, set the mood.
Set the mood.
Seemed like I'm classy or whatever.
As I became more of a grown-up, I was like, I'm not, I don't. No.
You go from being an incense guy when you're single to now you're a scented candles guy when you're married.
Yes.
Because they're all over your
house. Scented candles. And she got this one thing, Andy, where you put it, you know, I don't know, it's some kind of light that keeps the candle going. Oh. Like you don't have to light it, but it like, violet, was it violet?
UV? Ultraviolet?
The ultraviolet rays go through the candle and it goes out.
Is that
now,
right?
Is that an actual candle or is it the scented wax?
Abe, I don't damn know.
Because that's becoming a big thing. It's like the scented
hot?
Wax. The
is that what it is?
Little like squares.
I don't know, dude.
Of wax.
That thing just be fumigating through the house.
Then we have these other things that plug into the wall send out good smells.
When I was single before my wife, that's what I had.
Yeah.
They were all over the house.
Yeah, those are good. You
I
need
had those all over the house.
Single, I made a big mistake buying those.
I get married and they're gone.
That's because you got the UV ray candles.
Yeah, I get married and ain't no more plugins. And when I went to try to buy plugins, she took them out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What does she need all the plugs for?
She just don't want me to have mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
My in-laws have this thing that's in the bathroom and other rooms of the house that's like this incense thing. And every, I don't know how long the time is between, but every so often it goes... And it spritzes out smell.
Have one of those,
and that
too.
Thing freaked me out the first time I was in the bathroom. I was like, what's that?
Try imagine being downstairs at 4:30 in the morning by yourself because it's right behind my chair. And it...
Yeah, that'll freak me out a little bit.
She has the pine one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, don't be standing close to that thing. You might get maced.
Yeah, exactly. That's not good for the eyes, for sure. Anyway, she said, what should I do with the votives?
Throw them away.
I said, throw them away.
Yes.
Or take them to Goodwill. And she was like, well, I can't do that. They're valuable. I'm just like, all right. So she's selling them for $30.
There you go.
So
that must be a lot of freaking votives.
There we go.
Like a whole big box of them?
Or just a couple really valuable ones. I have no idea how many votives there are. I didn't either.
Maybe. Tell her you made your 300. It's time for her to make hers.
Yeah. There you go.
This is the start.
Now we got 330.
330, baby.
Oh, man. We keep this rolling in. We're going to be out of student loan debt in no time. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
What?
You know, Bo's right. The votives are the candles.
I don't know.
So then what's the candle? Anyway, it doesn't
candle
matter.
Glass.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So picture this. So y'all mentioned earlier how nobody wants to watch any of the All-Star festivities. Granted, and the most popular festivity last year was a three-point contest because Sabrina was in it. So Caitlin Clark's already turned this one down. How about a dunk contest? Because nobody wants to dunk against Mac McClung. Because nobody wants to get beat by a dude that doesn't even play in the NBA. Cooper DeJean, Mac McClung.
Oh, yeah, because Cooper can dunk.
Cooper can dunk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
he
all
doesn't
for
play
it.
In the NBA.
Yeah, Cooper can dunk.
You know? Why not?
Who else can we get in there? Brent Berry can judge it.
Brent Berry can judge it. There you go right there. But there's this white dude that's on YouTube that Samson showed me. They be doing all these crazy dunks.
Is it Mac McClung?
I don't think it is.
Jordan Kilgannon?
Could be. Is it Jordan Kilgannon?
I would bet you it is.
If I'm going to tell this woman, I don't know. Again, obviously, I don't know the dude's name. Abe? How do you know?
Is that a big time YouTube dunker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Jordan Kilgannon.
Jordan.
It's a good name.
He's the one that's got like the viral video of like Gary Payton not knowing he could dunk and then showing out.
Haven't seen it.
He's a couple of years old.
Okay.
But I am a fan of Gary Payton's.
He was pretty cool.
The glove.
Abe knows all the YouTube sensations. I never heard of this guy either.
Abe's a sneaky, he's up on what's going on the internet.
Yeah.
He knows a lot of like streamers. He watches Twitch.
All the sports.
Do
that
you
come
watch
on, like,
Twitch,
the Ocho
Abe?
And the Nino?
Yeah. Okay.
He's watching Twitch.
I watched Dylan race on Twitch. He's terrible. Pathetic.
I asked Dylan about, because people may know probably, Dylan's a big Drake fan.
Uh-huh.
So I just asked him about the halftime show. I was like, so what did you think? And he said, I was seething. Yeah, this is great. It was a great answer.
So y'all mentioned Luka's game, late first game in LA last night. Among Dirk Nowitzki was also joined by Rich Paul, Floyd Mayweather, Will Ferrell, and Chad Smith in the same building. Adele was there, and goodness that all these
Who's
celebrities
Chad Smith?
Were there.
Who's Chad Smith?
Chad Smith is the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Will Ferrell is like his doppelganger.
Oh, they do look a lot alike.
A lot alike.
Yeah, okay.
Before the trade, Average ticket price to get into a Lakers game, $131 on a Monday. After the trade, this game last night, $358.
Yeah, I believe it.
Average ticket price.
Debut
on a
game.
Monday.
Yeah, debut game. Yeah, people want to be there for that.
Yeah, man. I had two opportunities when I played for the Chargers to go. When the Heat came, and we went to see Miami play, and UD hooked us up with tickets. And then me and Donald were going to go, and it was the day we were going to go the night before Kobe tore his Achilles.
Oh,
yeah. So we were going to go up that night, that morning, stay, hang out with her mom and stuff, and go to the game. And damn it, that night before we were at our friend's house, and Kobe tore his Achilles that day.
Brutal.
You talking about trying to resell them tickets?
No kidding,
dude.
Nobody wanted to go to that.
Dude, they were nice. They were good seats.
Sure,
they were good seats, and I could not resell them damn things. But
I went to the Staples Center for a Clippers game one time. It was fun. I mean, it was like that era Clippers.
Okay.
Chris Paul and those guys. It was fun, yeah.
So y'all mentioned LeBron letting Luka come out last. Here's Luka talking about that.
He texted me in the morning. He said, whatever you want. And I said, it's for him to text me that is just amazing. So shows what kind of person he is. And, he let me have my moment. So I really appreciate it.
Last time ever? Until there's no LeBron?
Yeah.
That's a one-time deal.
Yeah, that's a one-time
deal. What if Luka starts playing better than LeBron, which he probably will?
No.
No? So that's
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know if he will. Like, I think Luka's going to play really well. LeBron's playing great.
Have you seen this dude?
LeBron's playing incredible.
This dude is just on one right now, man.
Yeah, man.
Just on one.
I don't know how it's possible at that age that he's doing what he's doing still. Like, I mean, he's just outrageous. He scored 24 points last night, 10 of 17 shooting, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Just like, and Luka, the other thing, it's going to take Luka a minute. Like, he's obviously hadn't played since Christmas, so he's a little bit
dietitian over there,
out of shape. Yeah. But he was like, I don't know if I've seen this or maybe I was just paying attention to it because it was him. Like, first stop and play. Like, it was 2 minutes into the game. Somebody had free throws. He's walking over the bench. Somebody give me a water bottle.
Yes.
Give me a little sip here.
Yes.
Inhaler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good on Luka, though. Luka gets to town and immediately donates $500,000 to wildlife recovery from the fires out in L.A.
Smart.
I have some numbers behind the 126 million people that that watched the Super Bowl. 14.5 million of those watched on streaming platforms. I would imagine that number only goes up in the future. So the Super Bowl itself did peak in the second quarter, 135.7 million viewers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, the subset of people that didn't like the halftime show are now trying to make a big – so after the halftime show was over, they lost a whopping $1.3 million. Of 135 million that were tuned in, they lost $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody
score was also 17-0, it was looking like 24-0.
I think it was 24-0 at halftime, wasn't it?
I think it was 17-0 at half, and then or either one.
Either way, yeah. I mean, I honestly was surprised just because of that. Like, I thought if the numbers were going to be down at all, it was like, well, the game wasn't good. Like, the last handful of Super Bowls, we had three Super Bowls in a row that were decided by a field goal.
Yes.
Last year's Super Bowl went to overtime.
Yes.
And we had one of those throwback '80s Super Bowls on Sunday where one team got blown out. Like when we were kids, I thought if anything that would damage the numbers, but clearly not. People really like watching the NFL.
It's pretty cool.
Really like watching.
Here's further proof of that. So the playoffs averaged 35.2 million viewers. The average game this season in the NFL averaged 17.5 million viewers.
Wow,
this season.
Pretty good.
Yes. Something else on the Super Bowl here. So we talked about Serena coming out and seawalking all over Drake's grave. So, of course, Stephen A. Smith has to have a problem with this. Now, I do slightly see where he's coming from, and I'd like to get y'all's opinion, being married men, on Stephen A.'s comments about Serena going out to tease Drake.
If I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass, because clearly you don't belong with me. What you worried about him for and you with me?
This is kind of a bigger scale than what he's talking about, though, right?
I wish he wouldn't have said what he said, honestly, but... I see what he's saying. I see the perspective that he's saying, but I don't agree with this one for some reason. Like, if you still hung up on your ex, because you know what I mean?
Sure.
You still worried about him. You still want to troll him. You should go be with him. But I just don't like him saying like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But is she even really hung up on him, though, just because she participated in this? I thought it was just an opportunity for her to join Kendrick and saying,
But then it goes, then it starts getting those, that's why I hate when, because people view sports through the loudest mouth sometimes. And they view it like that. And then all these other tentacles come out of her doing it for this reason. And not, it's just something like, she's just dancing.
Yeah. That never would have crossed my mind.
Yeah, she's just dancing.
Now I'm trying to think of, like, if Ashley was seawalking.
She's just dancing.
Because some ex-boyfriend or something like that. I'd be like, all right, pretty funny, I guess. That big I don't deal, think right? I would care.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I guess, man. Like, but
it just that thought process never would have entered my mind.
But that's like, it wouldn't have never entered my mind.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, but I was like, dude, did he really just say that? Yeah, he did. I'm like, all right, Steven. you done had some bangers lately, but that one right there was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. And I had trouble finding audio on this because of Netflix, I'm sure. But George Kittle shows up at Monday Night Raw in Nashville last night, sitting right behind Pat McAfee. So every time they show Pat McAfee and Michael Cole on the screen, Kittle's right in between them, just sitting there being a goofball. He actually participates, runs into the ring when Penta, who is a luchador that just recently joined the WWE. So you know of George Kittle's first down celebration? He actually does it after touchdowns, too, if you've ever seen it.
No.
He actually got his touchdown celebration from this wrestler, Penta. Sierra Miedo means no fear.
All right.
There you go.
He's a big wrestling guy. He's a big old. He's a big
huge.
He's
wrestling
a big wrestling guy. So that seems like that's probably going to be his second career. Also,
I hope so.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be his second career.
All righty, we'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Hawks with another win last night over the Orlando Magic. Brandon Adams going to join us in half an hour. Talk some college football with him. AMA to wrap things up, as always, at 140. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.